I think a lot of the conversations Jesus had with his apostles were around campfires, twilight of the evening. And this time, I mean, he's heading toward the Passion. Thomas was very sincere. We don't know where you're going. How do we know the way? And then basking in that answer, then Philip just asked a really simple question. And it just makes sense. Jesus had always been talking about the Father. And now Philip, I'd love to see the Father. And so this answer that Jesus gives him, have I been with you so long a time, Philip? And there is a really long, pregnant pause. And they're I'm sure it was like that. And still you do not know me. But it wasn't a type of question that had rebuke in it. It was a more of a question of, you can go so much further if you really want to know. And I think that's a question Jesus is asking us, especially as we approach Pentecost. We can go further in our knowledge and our experience with him. St. John of the Cross wrote, "We must dig deeply in Christ. He is like a rich mine with many pockets containing treasures. However deep we dig, we will never find their end or their limit. Indeed, in every pocket, new seams of fresh riches are discovered on all sides. And for this reason, the Apostle Paul said to Christ, in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." And as we approach Pentecost, and I think one of the ways that we can continue to discover more in Christ, person of Christ, is that we answer to Jesus more with our hearts than with our heads. And finally, in this book on the Holy Spirit by Father Wilfrid, he says, "It is important that your yes be wholehearted. If every time you say yes, you've add many buts, if you have many reservations, you cannot expect the Spirit to lead you where he wills."